After growing ferociously early this week, the spread of the Garnett Fire slowed down overnight because the inversion layer and smoke shadow moderated its behavior. Erratic weather stoked the fire's growth as it continues to spread north through heavy timber and a lot of dead trees standing and on the ground. California Incident Management Team 10 Operations Chief Tom Browning says that crews are still trying to get as close to the flames as they can. After repeated attempts and being forced to back off, hotshot crews are finally making progress.
Very steep, unforgiving ground. A lot of heavy brush component out there. A lot of heavy log, dead and down material. Crews are attempting every day to get in there to look for access. They put a hose lay system in there last night and were able to contain it and hold it in place. We're still looking at how we're going to get around that to try and stop that northern-western progression of the fire.
As the fire continues to burn north, crews are focusing on protecting public facilities and sensitive areas like the McKinley Grove of giant sequoias. It's a popular visitor site, and Browning reports that firefighters are taking aggressive measures like installing a sprinkler system to protect the grove should the flames approach.
It did push all the way to the McKinley Grove Road. Bumped that road. Crews were there waiting for it in anticipation of it. Actually did some strategic defensive firing to keep that fire to the south of McKinley Grove Road. Now this is still to the east of the actual McKinley Grove, a good mile east of that. So they have not been impacted by this fire.
A lot of resources are involved in fighting a complex incident like the Garnett Fire. The main force is the California Interagency Team 10. They are joined by California Team 3 and several hotshot crews. Team 10 is handling the containment lines, while Team 3 has been putting out spot fires that pop up. Plus, there is a CAL FIRE air attack component with planes and helicopters when conditions make it possible. They are deployed at several air bases and can respond within 5 minutes to a call. Over 100,000 tons of fire retardant have already been dropped. The blaze has to be confronted and monitored in all directions all the time. Extreme weather events, heat, and a complicated terrain are primary concerns as firefighting crews make their plan of attack. That makes Brian Newman's job with California Team 10 very important.
As a fire behavior analyst is to assess the fuels or the vegetation, the topography, and the weather, and put all those elements together into a fire modeling software and provide an output for the firefighters to know how far the fire is going to spread, how fast it's going to spread, what direction it may spread, and really give them all the information they need to be able to make good decisions and good actions based on that information so that they can build a good plan and be able to put together a good idea of what to expect as they go through the day.
Sierra National Forest has suffered several destructive fires in the recent past. Most prominent was the Creek Fire in 2020, one of the largest in state history at 380,000 acres. That painful history is why Forest Supervisor Dean Gold is determined to save as much of the landscape as possible. Gold says 9 fires were started in the region by the High Sierra Lightning Complex early this week. All were put out before spreading. And he pointed to fire suppression efforts on the western side of the Garnett as a significant achievement.
The team is absolutely going on the offensive wherever they possibly can to minimize the acres they've taken to heart. Every acre matters. Nothing speaks to that more than this island that you see right here. That's not common for an incident this size to see that large of a green space being preserved in the core of an incident like that. But that just speaks volumes to what this team has done and the efforts they've gone to literally preserve every acre that they possibly can.
With changing weather, less heat and thunderstorm activity, firefighters hope to increase perimeter containment. They are continuing to tie together roads and fire breaks as a barrier. At the same time, crews are creating contingency lines as a backup in case the flames advance. Again, fire behavior analyst Brian Newman.
As we move further into the next few days, we're going back into a more normal type of pattern, so we'll have relatively calm winds. We should have clearing skies outside of the fire area. We shouldn't have any clouds or any of those types of things, and we're actually having a little bit of a cooling trend over the next few days.
California Team 10 Commander Joe Sean Kennedy praised how well agencies like the U.S. Forest Service, CAL FIRE, Fresno Sheriffs, and PG&E are working together. Looking forward, Sierra Forest Supervisor Dean Gold says as the Garnet fire fight continues, they are also planning for the future. Working with local, state, and nonprofit partners, they have developed a strategic fuel break coalition that ties together and maintains the existing miles of bulldozed fire lines and backcountry roads into a network of barriers that can be ready for use in future fires. Vic Bedoyan reporting for Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.